We're supposed to be out breaking yokes, removing burdens, not just speaking, just to say we spoke, then leave them hurting. They've been drawn to you for one purpose. Take all that you learned in church and start working in your anointing. Start working in your anointing. There are decisions I must make, dealing with the fence I must forgive and love, not hate. Expecting things from God, I must let patience work and wait. Asking for forgiveness, cause God said He'll clean my slate. Guilt can make me break, Satan on my case. Mustering the strength to push him back up out my face. Bringing up my past, although God said it is erased. I know that all He wants to do is get me out my pace and pull me out the race, but I refuse to lose. Prepare myself with scriptures, cause they then become my shoes. My steps are then directed to walk out these gospel truths. Then I get my cross, as Jesus said, and follow suit. So yes, I pay my dues, but this is what's profound. I can't let temporal circumstances get me down. I must walk by faith and not by sight, taste, touch, or sound. And thumbing through the scriptures, now I am no longer bound, cause this is what I found.
In your anointing, start working in your anointing.
Cause nothing comes between God and me, it's my choice to worry or let peace fulfill me. My patience is developed for someone's example. Take no thought, because anxiety, it wants to trample through my mind and have me doubting all of God's provisions and have me off course, not thinking about my mission. So I do everything by prayer and petition and add my supplication to show my submission. Lift my hands to offer up my gratitude. The peace of God comes to stranglehold my attitude. I need that peace that passes all my understanding. Yes, the peace of God evidences His second chances. Jehovah Shalom rules all decisions in my heart. It is the peace of God keeps me when stuff's falling apart. Finally, whatsoever things are true, replay them in your mind. Whatsoever things you do scripturally fall in line. Whatsoever things are noble, start to meditate. Whatsoever things are just, begin to demonstrate. Whatsoever things are pure, go and invest your trust. Whatsoever things are lovely, would destroy the lust. Now whatsoever things proceed from out your lips, they should be ministering words that will uplift. And if you come across any testimony, stop and let God know you love Him, and He'll give you peace. Now think about
it. We're supposed to be out breaking yokes, removing burdens, not just speaking, just to say we spoke, then leave them hurting. They've been drawn to you for one purpose. Take all that you learned in church and start working in your anointing. Start working in your anointing. We're supposed to be out breaking yokes, removing burdens, not just speaking, just to say we spoke, then leave them hurting. They've been drawn to you for one purpose. Take all that you learned in church and start working in your anointing. Start working in your anointing. We're supposed to be out breaking yokes, removing burdens, not just speaking, just to say we spoke, then leave them hurting. They've been drawn to you for one purpose. Take all that you learned in church and start working in your anointing. Start working in your anointing.